Hello everyone, this is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so thankful that you've joined me for today's podcast. I'm also grateful for those that make this podcast possible. Our monthly sponsors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Terry Schreiner, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Claire Nilms, and Mary Cockflesh. We now have listeners from 23 different countries. If you want to give and love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Also, check out my new website for more information at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. And if you enjoy these messages, please leave me a comment and like the podcast, as I love hearing from my listeners. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice the lesson. Hello, friends. This is Kathleen Maxwell Randy, and thank you so much for joining me for The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life and our podcast today. Before we get going, I just want to say thank you to the listeners from around the world that listen. I just think it's fabulous this day and age that people from all across the world can join in on a podcast that a woman from Texas does. So it's always a joy to see where people are listening from. And in the last few months, we've had people from France and Canada and Australia, Argentina, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Germany, Spain, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Nigeria, the Netherlands, the Philippines, and Japan, just to name a few, and from South Africa. So thank you for tuning in. It really is a blessing. I'd love to hear from you. So don't forget to leave a comment or a like. And with that, we're going to jump into today's podcast, which is titled, You Are Not the Savior. And I want to tell you a little story and then share a few more things with you. You know, as the holiday season approaches, life can become very busy and overwhelming if we let it. We have work, we have presents to buy, we have things we have to do. Right now with COVID, we don't have parties and that kind of thing quite as much, but there's still extra things on our plate this time of year. And it's very easy for us to assume responsibility that is not ours and feel like we have to do everything or the world will fall apart. Some of us have that kind of personality and just love to help and are real servant people. And I think it's real important that we learn to set boundaries and we learn what we can do and what we cannot do. Because the boundary is something that you set to protect yourself. You know, we've got to realize that we are not the savior of the world. God sent us a savior. And this is the time of year when we celebrate his birth, and our Savior is Jesus. When I was in my mid-40s was when I was a mother of three. I had a child that was actually in the military, and he was over in Iraq. I had a daughter that was a freshman in college. I had a son that was in junior high and was playing a lot of different sports. And about that time, my mom, and y'all have heard me talk of her, I talk of her so much because there was so much I learned in that time period with her when I was caregiving for her. And she contracted an autoimmune disease that attacked her brain. And so I was quickly thrust into caregiving and having to balance my career and which was in social work, and I worked with women that were in need and had a lot of things going on in their lives. I was also a wife and a mother. And I had just started my new job. I knew I was called to this job. My sweet mother had prayed for years and years for me, and I felt like I was really stepping into just part of my destiny. Things changed at that time in my life. And so I was a director of the Christian Women's Job Corps of Kerr County and was in full-time ministry and running a nonprofit, you're in charge of fundraising, you're in charge of volunteers, you wear a lot of different hats, you're working with the people that you're serving, and began speaking. That's when I really began learning to speak and stepping into that role. I had no doubt I was called to that position. If there's ever anything I've been sure of, it was that I was called to serve in that ministry in that capacity for almost 8 years. And, you know, part of my job included helping women meet their needs. They came out of abusive relationships, addictions, all sorts of challenges in life. And my job was running the program that taught them life skills and job skills and about the Lord and how He was our source, and just giving them tools to get back on their feet, as well as, you know, ministering to them. And so balancing being a wife and a mother of three in my new position was more than enough for me. And then suddenly I had a family member, my mom, that was in a health crisis. And my dad was 9 years older than my mom. So he was older than she was, and on in years, and her illness quickly became too much for him to handle. So that's when they asked me to step in, and I did. And so when mother got sick, you know, there was that part where I was like, how am I going to handle one more thing? Organizing caregivers, organizing, you know, her medication, going to her doctor's appointments, in addition to going to basketball games and the other sports that Price played, and my daughter coming home back and forth from college, and it was just a lot on my plate. And when mom got sick, she stopped taking her medication. Now, we did not know that this disease was in her brain. The doctors were trying to figure out what was wrong with her. And all of a sudden, she wouldn't take her medicine for anyone but me. And that became challenging because she needed medication several times a day. And I, you know, sometimes if the enemy can't trick us into sinful behavior or in disobedience to God, he tries to get us to get so much on our plate that we become exhausted. And it just takes the joy out of life. And so all of a sudden, I began to feel like I was responsible to keep my mom alive. And I left work one day and to go give her medicine, and I was racing back to the office to finish the tasks that I needed to finish. And there were a few things I had to do before I could go and see Price play basketball. And it was always important for me to be very active and involved in my children's lives, especially at that time in their life. And then the phone rang, and it was my daughter, and she was at A&M, a freshman in college, and she needed some advice. She needed to talk to her mom about something. And while I was on the phone with her, one of my clients beeped in. And so I took that call and then got off the, you know, phone from praying with the woman that was in crisis and called my daughter back. And then my husband called, and he worked out of town at that time, and he needed me to do something that day. It had to be done that day. And I quickly realized I had five people, and all of them needed something from me. And they all needed it at basically the same time. And I just began to feel very overwhelmed, and I felt like that I wasn't doing anything well. And tears began to stream down my face, and as I realized that I was going to be late for Price's basketball game. And as I was driving and tears coming down my face, I said, Lord, I just feel like a failure, and I feel like I'm not doing anything well. And I said, you know, I just prayed a prayer. I need your wisdom. I need you to show me how to do all of this. And then I felt God just spoke to me very clearly, and he said, Kathleen, you are not the Savior, I am. And it was almost like a holy hush invaded the van that I was driving, and more tears streamed down my face, and I agreed, and relief poured over my body, and I quickly repented, and I said, Lord, you are the Savior, I am not. And I can't keep mom alive. And I need you to show me what I need to do, how I need to navigate this season of my life. Because all of these things seemed very important. And as I sought the Lord in those days, I felt like God said my first responsibility was to love Him and maintain my peace and trust in Him and to pray. And, you know, guarding our peace is so important. And it's especially important when we have a lot that's on our plate. And I realized it wasn't my job to keep my mom alive. I could do what I could do, but it was His job to keep her alive. And she belonged to Him, not to me. And, you know, my first and God-given responsibility other than the Lord was to my husband. Because he's passed away now, but we were in a covenant relationship. And so he had to be my first priority. And I'm so grateful that I invested those years and realized that being his wife was the most important thing and was a God-given responsibility. And then I had my responsibility to my children, to finish raising them, to be there for them. And then everything else needed to fall behind that, which included the ministry that I was called to and to my parents. You know, Isaiah 45 verse 2 says, "And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none but me." And so I just want to challenge you, if you're dealing with overwhelming feelings and feeling overwhelmed by maybe it's your job at COVID. I know a lot of teachers and friends that I have that are teachers just expressing their fatigue, their overwhelming things that they're having to deal with right now with the pandemic. And for so many of us trying to hang on to our businesses and figuring out what to do. And we have to realize that Jesus is the one and only Savior. And there is one God, Almighty God, and He's the one that sent our Savior. And only Jesus is the Savior and holds life and death in His hands. And so I continued to pray and give all the pressure to Him and repented of trying to be my mom's Savior as well as the rest of the world. I quickly realized that all I had to do was hold God's hand and to walk with Him into the unknown land of caregiving. Psalms 25, verse 25 states, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Wow, what a powerful scripture for us to pray each day. "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." You know, mom's illness lingered for 9 years before she passed away. And when she did pass away, I could rest in that I knew I had done the very best I could do for her. And caregiving for her became one of my best teachers as I learned to balance those responsibilities. And, you know, there was a time when I had to go to my mom and dad and really, really set some boundaries, as hard as that was. When I did, I felt such a relief. And we have to realize, too, that overwhelming feelings aren't from God. When we feel overwhelmed, when we feel like there's too much to handle, when we feel like we're trying to, you know, carry and juggle a lot of balls. And I know even now I feel like there are a lot of balls I'm juggling in my current life now. But I have learned to realize that it's the Lord's job to lead me. And it's my job to follow and to listen to Him. And that overwhelming feelings, whenever I feel overwhelmed or behind in something, those overwhelming feelings aren't from God. Because God's a God of peace, and He's a God that sustains us and keeps us and will guide us when we seek Him. I was reading in the book of Isaiah, and then I began to just see a theme. You know, there are things right now that my husband and I are dealing with in our business, and My book is getting ready to be released, so there are things I'm having to do. I'm still learning different things about technology and all sorts of things, and just other responsibilities I have in my community. And we've got 8 grandkids, and so there are just different balls I feel like at this point in my life I'm juggling too. But it's so important to walk in peace and to seek God daily. Isaiah 46 verse 3 and 4 says, "Listen to me." It says, "You whom I have upheld since you were conceived and carried since birth." God knows us even from when before we were born. Isn't that amazing? That's just so amazing. And He is the one that even upheld us in our mother's womb. I love that. It says, "Even in old age," I think I'm getting there close. I'm almost going to be, so I'll be 61 this month. "Even in old age and gray hair, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and will carry you. I will sustain you and rescue you." Oh my goodness. You know, we have a God that sustains us. And sustain means to buoy up, to lift us up, to... And when the word buoy comes to mind, you know, it's like a floating device that keeps us above the storm, that keeps us safe. And it's God's job to sustain us. Psalm 3 and verse 5, it says, "I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. From the Lord comes deliverance." And what a powerful promise that he's the one that delivers us. He's the one that sets us free. He's the one that walks with us and wants to be there in every situation in life that we face. And so I just want to challenge you in this holiday season that we remember who the Savior is and how God just didn't send a Savior so we would have forgiveness of sins. He sent a Savior that wants to walk with us every day, wants to hold our hands, wants to be there in the adversity, wants us to draw close to Him and remember how powerful and how mighty, what a mighty God that He is. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful for His sustaining power and for who we have in Jesus to walk with each and every day. Thank you for joining me, and I want to just close in prayer. Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus for this time of year when all across the world we can celebrate His birthday. We can celebrate the joy, the peace, the sustaining power that our Savior and that you bring to us. Lord, thank you so much. You're such a good God. And help us, Lord, to lay down responsibility that's not ours. Help us to know what to put our hands to and what not to. And we just ask all of this in Jesus' name. And Lord, richly bless each and every listener from all over the world. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you'll join me next week for the next podcast.